Blog Talk Radio.
Looks like we're ready to launch into another great episode of another Shitty Atheist Podcast. I really think that that's going to be the intro every time. I really feel that is exactly the way this podcast needs to go. Oh, wait. I said something about a backup, and I'm not recording my backup. All right. So, let's start with a news story. Who wants to go first?
Do we want to introduce ourselves first?
Yes, we do. That's why no one should put me in charge. So I'm Andrew. And that's me.
I'm Barbara. Welcome, Danita.
I see my best friend.
Hey, you.
Not video chat.
Oh. I think I turned it off. I don't fucking know.
We can see you, Jay. Put some clothes on.
Hey, I'm
why? Why change the bed?
In the middle of introductions, somebody else introduce themselves.
Johnny Atheist here.
I'm Kelsey, the Vice President and Director of Community Engagement for Crossroads Atheist.
I'm Barbara. I am Barbara.
I'm Jade. I am Secretary of Crossroads Atheist, and I'm also Co-Community Chair with Kelsey.
Woohoo! Best friend! Kiss me up! I'm realizing that our listeners won't understand the significance of us being tits and ass. But I don't know if anyone wants to hear the story, so I will wait and see if anyone is interested before I delve into that.
All right, so I guess I'll go first with my story tonight because it's freaking awesome. I don't know how many of you guys watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. But I love The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert is just a comic genius. He has a segment called Meanwhile, right? And in his Meanwhile segment, he highlighted about 30 seconds of this pastor named Perry Stone, who was trying to talk in tongues, right? He's trying to speak gibberish and answer his cell phone at the same time, and he fails at both spectacularly. It's amazing. So I'll probably post links to this stuff in show notes when it goes out. Maybe. Don't count on it, people. But Stephen Colbert was making fun of him because at one point when he's answering his text, he starts just going like he's getting a busy signal from God. It's amazing.
God speaking through him with his busy signal.
But the best part is, that word of this criticism got back to Pastor Stone.
Mm.
I know, right? Now, see, there are so many ways that he could have taken this, right? He could have laughed it off. He could have just said, listen, I take prayer requests while we're doing prayer, and this was one, and yeah, maybe I should have maybe taken a pause to answer the text and told you all what we're praying for today. No, he didn't do that. Instead, he posted a 10-minute rant about how he was taking a text from someone who had cancer and they wanted to be someone to pray for them because they have cancer. But it's a 10-minute angry rant. I mean, this guy was trying really hard to make you feel bad because you were laughing at him making failing at talking nonsense.
Yeah, in high school, I attended a Apostolic Pentecostal church for a little while, and they get really serious about talking in tongues. Like, if you make fun of them, they pretty much shame you.
Yeah, they take that shit really seriously. Mm-hmm. I went to a church service with my best friend in high school, and an elderly woman in the congregation actually fell down on the floor and started speaking in tongues. And no one had warned me that this could happen. So I was freaking out because nobody seemed to be paying her any attention. And I was like, oh my God, this lady is dying and no one gives a shit. What? Why is nobody doing anything? Help her. And my best friend's like, it's okay. She's just talking in tongues. And I was like, she's dying. What do you mean she's just speaking in tongues? Clearly there's something going on.
Look, every time I've heard someone talk in tongues, they're babbling. They're blah, 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 blah. This guy just stops, right? He's looking at his cell phone, and he's just going, it's all he had to do was keep making nonsense sounds. Who wants to go next? Who's got a news story?
I can go next. This one's pretty serious. It kind of pissed me off. There's this teacher out in Arizona. Her name is Anella Crom, and she is an art teacher. Well, one of her transgender students asked if they could do a certain project because it was helping them explain their transition. And she came out and said it's against her personal religion and she can't give the student a grade, and actually gave the student a zero. And also did the same thing with somebody else who gave their opinion on freedom of choice. And she said that they are confused, and she handed out Bibles to anybody who disagreed with her.
What?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Wow.
What I'm hearing here is that if you don't agree with the teacher, you get an F.
Correct.
And a Bible.
Correct. Now, she was put on leave and while they were looking into it, and she kind of kept silent. And after a while, the state was just like, you know what, fuck it, you're fired. So she is no longer a teacher.
Good.
Yay! I'm editing in applause here.
Yay!
I can't understand that. There was a lot of separation of church and state violations this week, and that one just... Mm-hmm. It really hit home.
Well, continuing in the same vein, the trial of, what was her name, Amber Guyver, who broke into that gentleman's apartment down in Texas and killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess I don't understand. I mean, I'm pissed about the sentencing, first of all.
Right.
But... a Bible has no place in the courtroom. That is not what our laws are built upon. And if you want to share that with someone in your court after court is adjourned and you're not in your robes, that's one thing. But in the courtroom, you are representing the Constitution and the laws of this country, not your church.
She got... like the most lenient sentence possible.
Now, if the tables were turned and she was a black person, I do believe that she would get the death penalty.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and definitely.
Not really.
No question.
Because that was just the biggest double standard they could have ever done. And I'm surprised not a lot of people are more outraged about it. I think it's probably being suppressed.
I could agree with the suppression or the fact that she's a white woman and she cried on TV.
Well, that too. And his sir did hug her because of religious purposes, because, you know, he found it's God's will to forgive. But guaranteed, there's not going to be a lot of forgiving once this dies down, because people are going to be pissed if they're not already.
Mm-hmm. If any of the people listening are on Tumblr, Tumblr is on fire over his brother forgiving her in court and hugging her for basically murdering his brother in cold blood.
Yeah. How the fuck do you do that? I don't get it.
I don't either. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Not only that, but this woman, she was sexting her boyfriend, who is also a police officer, just before she murdered this man.
Jesus Christ.
Well,
and that's why she was quote-unquote distracted and went into the wrong apartment. I have never been that caught up in dick that I have gone to the wrong house and thought that went into the wrong house and killed someone because I was either A, horny, or B, distracted.
Exactly. Never. No dick on the planet is that distracting.
Like, not even Chris Evans. Okay. Not
And to top that off, not trying to change stories or take all those story time, but did you guys hear about the Pompeo thing with the State Department of... Well, the U.S. State Department.
What was that, the story where Mike Pompeo was talking about how the United States is a Christian nation? I think I saw something about that.
If you want to get technical, the United States is an atheist nation because 7 of the founding fathers were non-religious.
And even the ones that were religious.
The mainstream, Jade.
Mainstream media. Fake news.
And I mean, even if you look into the founding fathers, the ones that were religious were still against church and state combining. Like, they wanted separation.
Exactly. Because they knew that it wouldn't work. There were too many religions, and that would just cause chaos.
Right. And we're starting to see when religions take hold in the judiciary system, how it starts to fuck things up, and you get one group that's better than another, and that's not what this nation was founded upon.
All right, so is it time for another story? Barbara, did you bring a story to share with all of us tonight?
But I am kind of upset about the judge overturning the LGBTQ services, medical services, that pissed me off. And I know it may go into appeals, it should go into appeals, but that kind of made me mad because they called it was Obamacare. I think they posted a something on our Crossroads Atheist.
Yeah, I think I posted a thing for that on my wall. That was where a federal judge overturned the Obamacare protections for transgender patients, ruling that the policy violates the religious freedom of Christian providers.
Right.
What a load of horse poopy.
I mean, if they're going to do that, and I hate that they're doing it, but what's to say they get, let's say a Christian doctor is wanting to operate on a Catholic and he doesn't like that religion. Is he going to get the best care? I mean, I wouldn't think that they would. You know, I don't think that they're going to stop at the LGB, but I just space the rest of those, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, they are certainly not going to just stop with trans people.
No, it's not going to stop with the trans people. It's not going to stop with, you know, gay people. I think it's just their stepping stone, and they're going to try to use the strongest religion, which supposedly is Christianity in the United States.
At least here.
Right?
Right.
To rule, and it can't happen. I know that the judgment is going to be appealed, which I hope that gets overturned, and it goes back to the Obamacare, you know, caring for everyone.
Well, the Obamacare rule was based on the idea that you can't, we've already established that you can't discriminate against people based on sex,
right?
And based on sex, gender identity isn't a huge leap from there, or at least it's not to, like, normal people, right? And so if you're going to make sure that you can't discriminate against women because they're women, then you shouldn't be able to discriminate against trans women because they're women.
Right.
It's a real simple, logical progression. But as soon as you say anything about the LGBTQ community, there are people who just lose their shit. And this is a guy, this judge who made this ruling, this Judge Reed O'Connor from Texas, that bastion of great forward-thinking Texas.
Oh, fuck Texas.
Right? So, I mean, he wants to say that you can deny treatment to people based on sex if your religion says that you can. You know, he's pulling the old Religious Freedom Restoration Act nonsense, the RFRA shit, which I really hope that this RFRA shit has become so unpopular, mostly thanks to Mike Pence, that that people can now recognize that it's bullshit, you know? Somebody give me an amen.
It's just, to me, it's stepping stones to their ultimate goal. I could be just a paranoid schizophrenic, admittedly so, but still.
Well,
I am just thinking stepping stones in it, as much as they can get away with it.
Well, you can see it all through social media right now, and then all of Trump followers. And
right.
Like, I thought it was a minority. Like, I thought everybody was pretty much on the same grounds that we're all equal. But with Trump in office and his followers being emboldened, it blows my mind.
It blows my mind, too. Like, some of the kindest people that I have come across, I have found out later that they voted for this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't understand how that dichotomy works. Because I cannot justify that kind man who went out of his way to help me when I needed it with somebody who voted for the orange asshole.
There's many people that's been misled when he was going through his candidacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, and he's got, I mean, there's the Stockholm syndrome with his followers. And they just, it's the emperor has no pants. Like, he keeps doing dumb shit. And it's not in accordance with their actual normal day-to-day life, but they double down because they voted for him. There's a couple people that I've seen that have actually kind of walked away from Trump after some of this recent shit. But a lot of them have just doubled and tripled down and refused to listen to anything besides him.
Well, I think part of it is the stubbornness to admit they were wrong. They don't want to admit that all these things that are happening, that they're partially to blame for that.
Right.
Not only that, but he really played on people's fears of losing their homes, of losing their jobs, and losing their savings, and everything. Like, somebody put, I saw a meme, I don't know if it was on Facebook or Tumblr, but it said that if your rights are lessened by giving those who have no rights more, then that's oppression.
Yeah.
And I don't think a lot
right.
of middle America understands that. I think their impression is, oh, well, if we give the gays the right to marriage, they're gonna take away our right to marry as straight people. No, it just means that they can get married too. They can adopt. It has nothing to do with me and my husband or ex-husband or whatever. It's strictly on them.
They think that equality is some kind of finite fountain of things that can eventually run out, and it's not the way it is.
You know, I know why a lot of my buddies voted for Trump. I know exactly what it was. It was because Trump promised to cut their taxes. That's what it was. When Trump said that he was going to reform the tax code and cut people's taxes, and he did pass a tax law, that's the thing that they remember. That's the thing that they wanted him to do, and that's the thing that he did, and they're satisfied with that. But that just seems to play into this I got mine, you get yours kind of mentality. And if that's the only thing that you're looking at, let's, you know, we could do a whole hour about the tax reform that Trump put in place, because my taxes, after he passed his tax cuts, went up times four, right? I didn't make four times as much money. That's not what happened. But my deductions got slashed because I am married and have children. And so my deductions got slashed.
The single person's deductions also got slashed.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what happened was that the amount that is withheld from my paycheck each week went down, right? The amount that's withheld from my paycheck, it has become less. And so my paycheck went up just a little bit. And people think that that's taxes. And that's not taxes. That's not how they work. right? So if you're paying attention to everything else that's happening, some people are starting to wake up. Some people are starting to realize that even if Trump was good for their taxes, which he wasn't, but even if he was, he's bad for the country. And if you, my dear listener, are one of those people who just came around to realize that Trump is bad for not just America, but for the whole goddamn world, I just want to say, welcome to reality. And fuck you.
We tried to warn you.
You should have voted for Hillary Clinton. That's all I have to say.
My personal opinion, which probably doesn't matter, I feel like he's holding the United States hostage. Because
absolutely.
Everything that he is doing is not helping us. It's hurting.
Yeah.
It's hurting every single American, non-American.
It's like we're in a giant abusive relationship with a narcissist.
Mm.
Exactly.
Right. Like we're all being forced to suck his dick,
mm-mm.
basically.
Mm-mm. Oh, God. Why? Why, Kelsey?
And that's where I leave.
I'm packing up my shit.
Did anybody else have a story that we didn't get to?
I do. I have one. It's not as serious as some of the other topics we've discussed, but it did give me a little bit of a chuckle, so I'm hoping that you guys will appreciate it too. There was a study that was done by an economist and a sociologist in North Carolina. and they wanted to find out the monetary value of thoughts and prayers.
Hang on.
Oh, boy.
I just shared it if you guys want to read this later. But so it was focused on 436 residents of North Carolina, and each of the participants was given $5 in support of their hardship. And they were asked how much, if any, they were willing to exchange in order to receive thoughts and prayers from strangers, most of whom were recruited, like, from the internet. So prayers from a priest were worth, on average, $7.17. Prayers from your average Joe Christians were valued at about $4.36, while just plain old thoughts were valued at $3.27.
Good Lord, it's higher than zero? Are you kidding me?
So basically, thoughts and prayers are worth a shit.
Now, so this is the part that makes me the happiest, because in that 436 individual sample, there were atheists and agnostics. And they were obviously not interested. So they weren't willing to pay to receive prayers, but they were willing to pay to avoid prayers.
No!
So the average that they were willing to pay a priest to not pray for them was $1.66.
Figures.
And for a run-of-the-mill Christian, paid double that, which is roughly $3.54.
Barbara, I did see the meme about the cats that says, I name my cats thoughts and prayers because they're worthless. I shared that one on Facebook.
All right. Well, we have gone just a smidgen over time today, so thanks for the editing homework. I appreciate that. That's very kind of y'all.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm sure you can cut out Jason and Delilah and get some of that time back.
You know, I'm leaving it in for the Patreon feed. So, quick plug for Crossroads Atheist Patreon page. If you want to hear all the things that hit the cutting room floor, go to patreon.com, find the link in the description, it'll be there, and support the show for as little as $1 an episode. We'd really, really appreciate it. One of these days, I'm going to flesh out the Patreon page so that there'll be rewards for you. But for right now, if you support the show, we will offer our eternal thanks and gratitude, kind of like a thought and prayer, but it'll be on a podcast.
We'll give you thoughts and prayers.
But we'll actually do something meaningful with it.
Right. So
because I feel it's my job as community person, whatever, every subscription and Patreon donation that we receive will help us create programming in our community to help everybody who needs it.
Yes.
Which is definitely needed.
Absolutely.
All right. So before we sign off, let's try one more time to say our names. And I'm going to go from left to right with the people on my screen. And Jade's right in the middle. So tell us who you are again, Jade.
I am Jade, and I am the Secretary of Crossroads Atheists, and I am also the co-community chair.
All right, next is John.
I am John the Atheist. I am Director of Education at Crossroads Atheists.
And then there's Barb.
I am Barbara. I'm a member of the Crossroads Atheists.
And then there's Kelsey.
I am Kelsey. I am the Vice President of Crossroads Atheist and also the Director of Community Engagement.
And I'm Andrew Garber. I'm President of Crossroads Atheists. We want the flying spaghetti monster to bless you and to touch you with his noodly appendage. God isn't here.
Robin!
God isn't here. We are. Good Lord. This is going to be fun. I'm glad this is episode one. Clarity, how distracting is Chris Evans' penis?